still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the apparent petty Old Man Wade. And here, my co-host, the superior Super Woke Hobby.
What up, everybody? It's been a long time.
I was just about to say, it's been way too long since I've been able to say that.
No, facts.
You know what's funny? I was actually thinking about this when we replanned to record today via Skype. Me and my wife were talking, and I realized, oh, shit, I gotta cut the AC off. I was like, yeah, it was a good thing we didn't record yesterday, because it wasn't exactly the coolest temperature in Boston yesterday, so I think it's a good thing we were scheduled for today.
This weather is the worst. Like, the fuck? Like, I have the AC on plus a fan.
Yeah, and it's still fucking, it is still super ass.
Shit. It's like the beginning of that Spike Lee movie. In the middle of the summer. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
So everybody's all sweaty.
We got to see, Rosie Perez's boobs.
Yeah. There's a bunch of, like revolutionary stuff being played on the radio.
Yeah, and Rosie Perez's boobs.
Yeah. And everybody's about, like, one disagreement away from throwing a trash can into somebody's window.
Yep. And Rosie Perez's boobs.
You make a strong point, old man.
That's legitimately all I can think. I'm like, yeah, man, Rosie Perez's boobs. That's legitimately all I can think about when I think of that movie. Oh, and
I love Rosie Perez.
She's still fine to this day.
Yeah, man. She was like the hot older detective in that Harley Quinn movie.
Yeah, she was Renee Montoya.
Yeah.
So before we get started, I gotta say, yes, I'm well aware of like where this where this started with the goofiness. But it's been a while since we've been able to be silly and shit. But first off, I want to say shout out to the people listening in India, the United Kingdom, Germany, Sweden, Australia. Where else do we got? Poland, really cool.
Poland, shout out to the Poles.
Norway, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, Austria, Canada, France, Ireland, Thailand, Indonesia, Turkey, Romania? Wow. And just everyone else listening, it's appreciated. And I was kind of just looking over the numbers. I was like, you know, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I dig that shit.
Yeah, so, I apologize in advance. We don't represent all of America, so don't judge us too strongly.
No, we don't represent all of America. Even for the good things, even for the bad things we say, don't judge us for the bad things we say, because, you know, I'm a bit of an asshole.
I'm about to do one of those, too. Oh.
I'm not sure if you have one or not. This beer has been sitting in the refrigerator since last night, and that was like right in the back too, so it's like super chilly.
What you drinking, an IPA?
Yeah, this is a hazy IPA. It's actually funny, it's called Contact Haze.
I got some Contact Haze going on right now, I'll tell you what.
I'm pretty sure you do. Mr. Salad himself.
I'm drinking a nice little lager, Belgian style, or Austrian style. Good stuff. Man, I missed this.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today, old man?
What do you want to
also oh wait, before you start, yo, our new logo.
Yeah, man. Let me make sure I shout the dude out all proper, like, because he actually worked on Fantastic Frankie, who's been on the show. On Instagram, he's jetsetta_Tyrone, JETSETA_TYRON. He did a great fucking job doing this logo. Me and Super Woke had an idea to make it like a hip hop kind of album cover. And we're trying to find like iconic duos, and I was going through them, and I was like, oh, the Mobb Deep one. I'm like, Mobb Deep one's okay. Then I was like, oh, maybe like I was like, no. And then I ended up just coming right past the Outkast one from I think it was Stankonia.
Yeah, that's the Stankonia cover.
And I was like,
that's the homage to that cover.
Yeah.
So it was one of my favorite hip hop covers of all time.
Yeah, it's fucking dope because he got Super Bowl as Big Boy, and he got me as Andre 3000. But my favorite part about this is how much detail he put into the Hawaiian shirt.
And like, yo, that joint is so dope.
And the fact that he got, you know, he got the lean perfect. He got your big boy lean perfect on there too.
The man stance.
Yeah, the man stance.
The big boy man stance. if anybody wants to know what the man stance is, that's what that is.
Yeah, and it's funny because we did an episode called the man stance with Alfred and Uncle, which was fucking great. Oh, all right. Let me get my energy. Slap myself in the face a couple times. That's what fighters do or whatever, right?
They masturbate before every show.
So, I got a question. Have you ever heard of a former NFL player, Larry Johnson?
Yes.
Are you aware of the dumb shit that he says?
Not really. I don't follow him.
I don't, but in one of the group threads we have, one of the group chats we have, people, like one of us, will bring up something if they see it.
And this is LT, right?
No. This isn't, not Larry, not Lawrence Taylor. Larry Johnson. Oh, shit. And not the Larry Johnson from the NBA. This is former NFL or current NFL player, Larry Johnson. Yeah. He's one of those dudes that's so woke he needs to take a nap.
So, yeah, he needs to stay away from the friggin' woke coffee.
Yeah. So apparently this is a picture of, I guess, the population of America or whatever it is. And this is a quote from his Twitter. I see hashtag demon sperm is trending, but in all actuality, that's what those race of Niflheim giants were. Founding tombs all over America, Smithsonian covered it up. Don't laugh. Some of y'all are mixed with demon sperm via your forefathers, Ham and Asu, Esau, mating with the Horites, whatever. Wasn't too long ago, a military bagged a Niflheim giant in the caves of Afghanistan, as the story goes, and there was this really, really, really terrible picture of it. Anything serious, they get y'all to laugh and mock. Which only exposes your ignorance to the matters you've been blinded to your whole life. Genesis 6, I guess, whatever.
Oh, wait. Oh, man, are you saying you don't believe in demon sperm? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think this dude's out of his fucking mind.
You have to start all your mornings with a nice large cup of demon sperm.
A nice large cup of demon sperm?
And, you know, you'll have all the energy you need for days.
But demon sperm. First off, what was demon sperm trending?
So, you don't know?
I really don't know.
It was a group of doctors. Well, I guess they are real doctors, but they were the small group of doctors that have pretty much a different opinion about COVID than every other doctor. So one of them was speaking, and she was talking about demon sperm and how that's more dangerous than COVID. That's a more dangerous threat than COVID.
Let me tell you.
Actually, no. Sorry, I just screwed that whole thing up. She was talking about hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
As a treatment for COVID, which, you know, whatever. That has its own issues.
So, what are the issues with that?
Well, I mean, damn, you put me on the spot.
Well,
it's more complicated than anybody's really giving it credit for. Hydroxychloroquine, I don't even know if I'm saying it properly. Yeah, it's like a malaria treatment, right?
Yeah. Since I'm looking at it now, immunosuppressive drug and anti-parasite, it can treat and prevent malaria. It also it can also treat lupus and arthritis.
Yeah, I don't know what the mechanism is, like how it goes about treating those things, but malaria in particular is a blood parasite.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how one relates to the other when it comes to COVID, but it probably has something to do with treating the symptoms, but it's not something that's been tested. And to be honest with you, I don't feel comfortable enough talking about it because I don't really know anything about it. So I think that's like the point.
So I did see a video about it. I believe it was an African woman saying that she treated some people with it. And again, I don't know. We're both ignorant when it comes to the situation. I'm at a point where if it's something that can work, then let's give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Well, but with the I think proper, the issue is that most experts are saying that we shouldn't use it because it really has some pretty extreme symptoms.
Okay.
And there's no real studies linking it to any effective treatments of COVID.
So for the people who don't know, like when they're doing studies and things like that, these are like, I would say, months of studies before they can actually even put this stuff on the market, because you never know what the symptoms are. And like you said, if they're too extreme, if you're going to take something that's going to get rid of COVID but give you cancer, then that's not necessarily something that you need.
That's not solving the problem.
Yeah.
So that's why Demon Sperm is trending, because that's part of her whole philosophy of health and medicine, that Demon Sperm causes a lot of illnesses. So when you wake up in the morning, just check for demons in their sperm.
Let me tell you, I seen what Demon Sperm can do in that movie, This Is the End. So.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Demon Sperm.
It's a real problem, man, this Demon Sperm. We're in a Demon Sperm epidemic. The sperm all over the place.
So the first thing I thought of was demon facial.
Yeah. Pretty much everybody has a demon facial at this point.
We all have demon facials?
Yeah, just don't shine a black light on yourself, because you feel horrible.
We'll look like the characters from, what the fuck is that movie? Oh, Dead Presidents.
Oh, shit.
Why does your face look like that? I went to sleep, woke up with demon sperm.
Yeah. God, man.
That is the dumbest fucking
thing. But yeah, so I guess this guy, this football player, he's taking that to the next level. I mean, there is a belief that, after the flood, in order to repopulate the earth, some people, angels came and impregnated women and all types of crazy shit. So I guess he believes in that. Whatever. I don't know.
Look, man, I'm the first one to tell you I believe in demons and all of the supernatural shit. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna tell you someone.
But why is it such a leap? Why is it such a leap to believe in that? Believe in one thing and not believe in demons, bro. If you believe in demons.
No, because there are certain things that I can actually prove and some things that I have to go with on faith. And I have more faith in the things that I can see and physically touch than an idea.
You've seen a demon?
No.
No.
I mean, I've been to Mad Band in Roxbury a few times, so
maybe. Oh my god.
Look, man, if something's tangible, then yes, I can believe it. But if you're gonna tell me something that you're gonna tell me demon spirit on something that's not proven, no, I'm not gonna be able to do it.
I don't know. I don't believe in any of it, to be honest with you. But I kind of. Well, the reason why it's hard, I don't try to judge people for believing in this stuff, but it's just, it's hard not to be worried, because I think part of the problem with this COVID situation, the fact that it's spreading the way it is because so many people are willing to go with their gut, right? They don't listen to experts. They don't believe experts. They'll rather believe whatever mythology that they grew up with, right? And if you are able to believe anything like that, you're able to, anybody can make you believe anything, right? It's possible for you to believe that demon sperm is causing COVID. Why not?
So here's my thing. Let's just say, for example, because I'll be the first to admit that when this first started in, excuse me, when we stopped recording face to face, one of the things you told me was no, this is really, you and my wife were telling me how serious it was. And I didn't really take, I was it'll blow over in a little while. But until then, I'll take the proper precautions, because that's what my wife wants me to do. So because it's a responsible course of action, I did it. You know what I mean? So you guys know better than I do. So what's the harm in wearing a mask? What's the harm in washing my hands about 5 times a day? You know what I mean? It's no big deal. So why should I care if I have to do that? Because at the end of the day, let's just say for example that we're both 1,000% wrong. It is demon sperm, and what we need is the Necronomicon to settle us all up. If we just wore masks and washed our hands more often, what do we lose in the process?
Yeah, that's a good point. We really don't lose anything. But it doesn't matter, because again, it goes by beliefs, right? Like people, certain people believe that, you know, you're taking away their freedom and liberty by telling them they have to wear a mask or telling them they have to wash their hands, right? Like that's their belief. And it's hard to argue with that, because in the face of like strong beliefs, facts really are ineffective.
Well, which is hilarious in itself that you say like facts are ineffective. I was actually having
it's like you know, wind Pokemon fighting ground Pokemon, man. It's not very effective.
I had a conversation with this dude, and there's a wrestler who was saying how he shouldn't have to be forced to wear a mask, and he goes, "You wouldn't like it if I came in your house, took all the meat out of your food, and replaced it with vegetables and vegan food. So don't tell me to wear a mask." And I'm like, "There's a huge difference, you stupid fuck." For example, and I think the best analogy that I saw was people use the example of peeing. If neither one of us have jeans on and one of us pee, both of us pee, we're both getting pee on us. But if one of us is wearing jeans...
Yo, that's a funky situation. Like, how did we even end up in that situation? Like, pantsless and having to pee so bad that we just pee on each other?
Because people don't...
That's a crazy scenario.
Because people don't want to wear masks, so they now have to break it down to the point with piss.
Protection.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, but it's like, okay, so now one person has on jeans and the other person doesn't. You're still going to get peed on, but at least there's some layer of protection. But now if we both have pants on and we both pee, no one's getting pee on them.
I mean, that makes sense.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that makes sense.
Like, I hate wearing stupid masks.
I mean, you're both getting pee on you. It's just your own.
Well, not really. If we both have on jeans and no one's getting peed on.
You're being peed on by yourself.
Am I getting peed on in this situation?
But it's your own piss.
It's my own piss.
It's your own piss.
All right.
COVID.
But is anybody ever really getting peed on, if you think about it? Aren't we all getting peed on?
No, we're all getting nutted on by demon sperm.
And see, and that, my friends, is the whole point. Demon sperm.
Demon sperm. What if iTunes was censored? Demon sperm.
I mean, demon isn't a slur. Sperm isn't a slur. Yeah, put them together.
The best part of waking up. Demon sperm in your cup.
So, did we solve COVID?
Did we solve COVID? No. Wear a fucking mask.
Wear a mask, people. And what's up, Valkyrie?
Hey.
With a normal enthusiasm, as always. So, next up, we have a woman who will remain nameless, who said, and I quote...
Hillary Clinton.
No, not even close. I hate the, quote, "I only buy / do stuff for a girl if she's my girlfriend" face asses. Shut up. Just say you're poor.
Wow.
Okay. Here's my thing. Here's my thing about this comment. And this is another one of those people who has an audience to maintain and to, like, keep in. And so, like, under it's a bunch of, "Girl, I hate those broke-ass niggas." And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And dude's going, "Yeah. I do that too. I would just buy any girl anything because I got the money. And niggas who do what they just broke." So,
yo, Mark, I might need you to do me a favor. Can you just rewind that? Can you reread that quote because I missed it?
Oh, this nigga, man.
Sorry.
It's no big deal. I hate the quote, "I only buy / do stuff for a girl if she is my girlfriend," end quote, face asses. Shut up. Just say you're poor.
Queen. What? So he says he only does things.
No,
for his
girlfriend. So yeah,
some ratchet ass chick wrote something because she was aggravated because some dude wouldn't buy her shit because she wanted him to buy her shit.
And
that's what that sounds like.
And basically, "I'm only buying this.
I only buy shit if you're my girl." Which, okay.
So here's my thing about that. my thing about that conversation. I am very anti buying random women drinks at clubs. Never have, never will. If we're out partying and you're with some friends, then absolutely. I will buy drinks. I will pay for Ubers if we're all together in this and we're friends. But if you're just some random woman that I know, like, no, I'm not buying you anything. It doesn't make any sense to me. Even if I had the money, I'm still not doing it.
you're just like F you.
Yeah, essentially.
I don't know, man. You're kind of a gift giver. I don't think I believe you.
Yeah, I'm a gift giver with people that I care about.
Yeah, so that's women too, right?
Yeah, but that's my point. Like, I'll buy, like, when me and Valkyrie go out and we hang out with our friends.
Yeah.
I'll buy a round for everybody. That's men, women. When me and you go out, I buy stuff for Shanice. I'll buy stuff for Amanda.
Wait, what?
Dog, you know what I mean. Like, when I buy rounds of drinks and stuff like
that. Watch
like,
your mouth.
My bad, dog. When birthdays come around, like people get gifts. But if I just don't know you and, like, you know what I mean? And even the women I was just fucking, it's like, yeah, like, if we're just fucking and we're hanging out, then, yeah, I'll buy dinner and shit like that.
But I think, but he didn't say random women. He just said he won't buy shit.
No, that's
for anybody that's not his girlfriend.
Yeah, but this is a woman saying she hates dudes who say that. And I honestly don't think that's a problem with that. If you're like, hey, I'm not buying you anything because you're not my girl, I don't see any problem with that. It's their money. Do what you want with it.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just like, I get that. I don't think it's a big deal to, especially if you're a single person, and if you have money.
Say it again?
I mean, if you're single and you have money, you have the resources, and you like giving gifts to people, I don't see what the problem is.
There isn't a problem. There's no problem doing it.
Yeah.
But I also don't think you should be like someone should
expecting
call
it.
Yeah.
The problem is the way that was worded made it sound like it was a chick just expecting something from a dude that just because she's a chick.
And knowing her track record and the stuff that
I don't know who you're talking about. I have no idea, and
judging by the person who tweeted that, like, her whole thing has been about. If dudes don't buy you anything, then they're broke. If dudes don't do this for you, then they're this. It's like
the people. I mean, they might be broke, but is that a problem? Shit.
According to them, it is. And if you're just, but even then, if someone says to you, I'm not doing this because, that's their reason. That should really be the end of it.
I've never, as a female, and I could. People have bought me drinks before, yes, like when I've been out, but I've never asked somebody to buy me a drink, and I've never expected it. It's happened, but. Also, I've never gone on a date either and expected a man to pay for my date either, like on a first date or anything like that. Ever. Like, I just don't understand females like that expect that. Why? Like, you want the ability to be, like, you know, like a strong woman, but, like, and you don't want to be talked to like a 50s housewife, then why are you still expecting dudes to pay for all your meals? Like, are you broke?
Well, that's probably. Well, that was my problem with a lot of double standards. It's like, there are certain things you can't do because, like, it's like, oh, well, you can't do that because, but no, you have to do this because you're this, or you have to do that because you're that. Like, the dude's getting shamed for having an OnlyFans. It's like, all right, if he's making money, like Safari, he has an OnlyFans. He's making a good amount of money doing his thing on it. But it's like, he's getting shamed for it. It's like, dude, how is he getting shamed for making a good amount of money when he can't go out and tour and shit?
Wait, was Safari touring?
I don't know if he was touring.
He was doing?
I don't know if he was touring. But
like, oh, okay.
I feel like
Safari's OnlyFans page would have happened regardless.
Probably. But like, there's no reason to shame him for it. I don't think you shame anybody for doing that shit.
I love shaming people.
Well, yeah, King Shame Kings.
Yeah, King Shame Kings!
But yeah, but even with that, though, we're not really like shaming anybody. If you're not hurting anybody, you do your thing. Like,
I don't think it's that big of a problem. I don't think there's a bunch of women out here like expecting shit. I just think it's just like that one.
Are you serious?
You would be surprised, huh?
Dog, it's really bad. Like, it's
there are a lot of females.
What does that even mean? Is it like 9 out of 10 women or like?
I have been friends with women who literally thought they did not ever have to pay for anything with their man ever.
But was that the majority of your friends?
No, but I've known several women like that.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you know a lot more women that aren't like that.
Yeah, well, I know.
But even in the negative, well, the negative doesn't necessarily always outweigh the positive, but even if it's like 60-40, that's still a lot.
But, like, I mean,
I don't think 60-40. It's 60-40. I think it's changed.
There's a percentage of guys that pretty much do the same thing. There's a percentage of guys that would be homeless right now if they don't have a relationship.
Yeah, and they're bitch ass niggas too. I'm not excluding them either. If you're a homosexual, then hobo.
That wasn't a whataboutism statement. It's more of a those types of people
exist
regardless of their gender or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's really...
Those are just lazy deadbeats that...
And that's my point with all of it, though, is it's like, you, like, clocking somebody's money, it's like, who are you to tell me when I... who are you to tell me I'm broke or insult me because I don't want to spend my money on you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what part of the game is this? And now imagine the roles reversed, and it was like, and so these two people met, and they became a couple, and this dude's still spending money on other women. How does that look on him? Is she going to be like, well, it's okay because you did it for me, or is it going to be like, well, now that I'm your girl, you can't do that anymore? Because I've seen that. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the double standard on shit like that. Or you'll have the dudes who will be like, yeah, I cheated, and you forgave me, but don't cheat on me.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay for me to cheat, but it's not okay for her to cheat. Like, these double standard ass motherfuckers, it's like, that's just really, like, disturbing and annoying when I see this shit. And it's like, dog, like, just, if you don't want it done to you, don't do it to the next person.
I boil it down to human nature, man. Like, it's just, like, we all have the capability to do some bitch-assness.
Absolutely, like we all have capability. Like I've done foul shit. I, like, I'm not as
what?
Look, I'm not excusing doing like foul and nasty shit, man. I know I am, but I'm also not like clocking somebody's money. If someone says to me they're broke, and then the next week they're like, oh, I went to New York and da da da. Like, all right, well, stop complaining to me about you being broke if you just spent your money on that. But, like, when you get back, it's like, well, I don't know how I'm going to feed myself. I'm like, well, how much money do you spend in New York? Like, I could ask that question, but I'm like, all right, well, I don't really want to hear it anymore. So I have the right to just be like, yeah, I don't really want to hear it, but I'm not going to judge anybody for doing it because, again, not my fucking life. And that's how I
feel. I don't know, man. I think that the fact that you haven't paid for me to get some lobster tails means you a broke ass nigga.
That's why I am a broke ass nigga. that's nothing new. That's just that it is what it is. So I went to the liquor store. I want to say Tuesday, maybe whatever day it was. So I went into the liquor store, and I was this one particular establishment. There's a guy who like always says what's up, we chit chat or whatever. And so I said to him, I go, yo, can I ask you a question? He goes, what up? I go, has your sales been affected by this at all? He goes, what, by COVID? He goes, yeah. He goes, fuck no.
Yo, they're racking it up right now, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody's drinking.
You know, it's so goddamn funny that I never thought about the fact that, like, this is, like, there's no way that's going to be affected. And originally I thought
they probably got a boost.
Maybe.
No, they definitely did.
Yeah,
especially because nobody's working. Well, they are, but you can drink wine all night and just roll out of your bed and go to the office in your pajamas.
Yeah, it's funny watching the people who are in the Zoom parties, and it's like they got their coffee mug and it's filled with like wine or whatnot.
Yeah,
and
a little Chardonnay.
And someone taped or glued a tea bag string inside of it, so whenever they're sipping, it looks like there's a tea, like it looks like the tea, there's tea in the thing, and it's really like alcohol.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. Like, it's, and I thought about it. Like, there are days when I gotta have hospital appointments, so I'm like, wait, how do you have to put on pants for this shit?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that noise. I'm like, I'm the therapy of my boxers and a t-shirt.
Well, that, I think that's the opposite right there. I think the pants industry is probably falling apart at the moment.
The pants industry.
More like clothing.
Yeah. You know what's funny? You're right, though, because someone asked me about, because I usually buy a bunch of t-shirts, and someone sent me some images of something. It's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, but I haven't bought a t-shirt in a while, because it's like, where the fuck am I going?
Yeah. Lord and Taylor just filed for bankruptcy.
What?
Yeah, man.
So, question for you. How do you feel about kneeling?
Kneeling?
Yes, like for like the.
In what context?
What?
Like when time to get freaky, or like when you're trying to represent the Black Lives Matter movement by protesting a racist society?
The latter.
Oh, I think it's pretty good.
How do you feel about people who don't kneel?
I don't really care. That's on them.
So, Duke, from the Duke's Loves Wrestling podcast. Really good guy, really good friend of mine, I'd like to say. He had some thoughts on it, and I thought his opinions on it were like were spot on. Hold on. So Duke had streamed tweets that made a lot of sense to me, so I thought I would share it. Folk more invested in kneeling than they are in reform. I could care less if you kneel, stand up, or hop around. Just make sure you call your local elected officials and let them know systemic racism is within law enforcement and beyond isn't reform. They will no longer get your vote. Kneeling is absolutely useless if folk aren't working on reform within law enforcement and our municipal. I can't read for shit today. State and federal laws. Stop acting like someone kneeling means anything. It doesn't. Ask them how many of their elected, if they're elected, did they reach out to. Ask them about reform. Folks sharing Black Lives Matter while at the same time making excuses for blatant racism. If you never say or share Black Lives Matter again, that's fine. Just get in on this reform. Because if all you're doing is hashtag shares, then you've done nothing to move the needle. If the NHL is donating money to support initiatives aimed at dismantling systemic racism, why on God's green earth should I care if they don't kneel? Do you want change or do you want pandering? Do you want electeds wearing kente cloth and cosplaying, or do you want legislation? Folk got so wrapped up in kneeling that they focus more on doing that act than they do holding elected officials accountable for legislation and dismantle systemic racism. Breonna Taylor's killers are still free, and folk are out here complaining that the NHL players didn't kneel. I have to say I agree, because he's hitting all the points, and something that you always talk about was like, you know, all that's fine and well, but are you like keeping the people in charge accountable for what's going on?
Yeah, I mean that's the key right there. I think things like kneeling are important, because I do think symbolism is important. I think a lot of people underestimate it. They say like these symbols really aren't effective, blah 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 blah, but they are. But to Duke's point, they become less and less effective if there isn't anything proactively happening in the background or along with it. So kneeling, it definitely brought attention to it brought a form of attention to these things. The protesting brought a form of attention to these things. The riots, you know, brought a form of attention to these things. But it's all for naught if legislation doesn't happen because of it, if laws aren't changed.
Yeah.
Because we're still going to be dealing with these systemic issues. And with that, people still need to be patient. You can fight and fight and fight, and you can get certain things changed, but you have to remember that these issues are so baked in and so systemic. Like, there's a reason why we call them systemic issues, right? It's not just a fun thing to say. It means that these issues are baked into the system, right? Like, so no matter how many laws are changed, it's still going to take a long time for you to really start seeing the effect of these initiatives, of these protests, of these symbols, of our votes, right? So it's complicated, man. I think another reason why people should be wary about the focus on symbolism, even though I think it's important, is because it can cause people to not take the issue seriously, right? Mm-hmm. It could make it so when it comes to police violence and kneeling, right? Instead of people thinking about police violence, all they'll start thinking about is the kneeling. So that's a risk as well. So I don't know. I think what Duke said is important, and people should really think about that when they're trying to figure out what we need to do to make a change.
Well, I got into an argument with someone today who was just like, kneeling don't mean, so oh, fuck it, I'll just break down into it what happened. So this dude was having so Booker T has been on this tear recently where he seems to be calling out more. Okay, so Naomi Trinity Fatu is a woman wrestler in the WWE. And he went on, she lost the match, and like her fans were pissed, and this is like, you know, basically like, you know, saying that she, like, they should be doing more with her than have her like in stupid situations and then having her lose. So Booker T goes, well, first she has to pay her dues, and she has to do this, and she has to do that. And everybody's reading this like, she's a two-time women's champion. Fans love her. She's, like, revered among her peers and stuff like that. So what the fuck are you talking about? She has to pay her dues. She's been paying her dues. She's continuously gotten better. She's continuously accepted things that are going on and done whatever she can to reinvent herself so they can't actually say that, like, she's become complacent. Other wrestler, Big E, he's a big goofball. Like, you know what I mean? He started doing this thing where, like, when he comes out, like, he'll, like, literally roll down the ring. Like, roll down the ramp to the ring. It's funny. He's having fun when he does it. So he's basically just having fun with everything. So I was like, okay, then what's the issue? And then so this dude started commenting. So I just said something to him. I said something about the dude, like, you know, one of the guys in the New Day, Xavier Woods, he was in a sex tape that got leaked. And so I said, surprisingly, it didn't hurt his career. So the dude goes, what has he done since? I go, he's been a tag team champion, popular. He's been a tag team champion, he has a popular YouTube channel, been on the headline of WrestleMania when Kofi won a title, had multiple tag team matches, a fun podcast promoted by WWE, and I could go on. And he goes, the most goofiest tag champs of all time. I don't give a fuck about the YouTube stuff. He's comedic relief on a goofy tag team. So I responded, you asked what he's done, I've told you. I gave you the facts, and you don't care. So, okay. So then he goes, you proved that he really hasn't done anything real in real significance in the WWE, other than being in a goofy-ass stable. I'm tired of black folks dancing around, looking dumb as fuck. If that's what you like, more power to you. And then he just posted a GIF of Daffy Duck dancing. And I'm like, so you skipped over everything I said. But I was like, okay, I got time today. So basically, like, I'm tired of... So I went on. This is the reason I brought it up. I was like, as being part of one of the most recognized tag teams, beloved fans, making tons of money in his merch, expanding his career beyond the WWE, having an incredible social media following, and so much more is nothing. Especially considering everyone told him that he wouldn't... that they wouldn't work, and they have. And black folk, quote-unquote, dancing around? Okay. You know, Think about Xavier Woods and things, like, he stand up. Basically, I started talking about, like, he's talking about him shucking and jiving, but he's the first one to use his platform to talk about how fucked up things are. And especially when you have a company like the WWE, who isn't necessarily known for giving a shit about black people and knowing that they can be fired whatever they want for whatever reason because they're independent contractors, he's still standing up for what he believes in and basically saying, fuck off. And all that you could say is, well, he's still shucking and jiving. So it's like, all right, so then what do you want from people? So it's like, it kills me when people say this shit because it's like, kneel. Okay, kneeling's not enough. Speak up. Speaking up and kneeling's not enough. Speak up, kneeling, donate money. Okay, that's not enough. Like, what more do you want people? It's like, you know, we're doing everything we can within our power, but then you have our own people tearing us down. It's just like, well, that's not good enough.
Well, that's the thing. And that's another reason, you know, I usually come down on this point. And that social media, in particular, it kind of affects the way we see these issues. It makes the loudest voice seem like the most popular voice. And there's always going to be a critic, no matter what you do.
That's true.
Right? There's always going to be a critic. And then on social media, that one or two or three critics or whatever, right? They have the ability to get directly to you. They can speak directly to you, whether it's on responding to something you posted or whatever it may be. But that doesn't mean that everybody feels the same way. It doesn't mean that the world thinks you're not doing enough or you're not doing enough, right? Like,
yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, go ahead.
No, the idea of, like, I always try not to use this as an example because it's really cliche, but it's like the crabs in a barrel saying. It's like, you know, you have, like, black people doing the best they can to, like, use their voice the best way they can. Some people don't really feel comfortable speaking up, but they'll find other ways to let the world know that this is not something they're going to stand for. And then you'll have and having another black person just kind of like tear him down. It's like, dog, what do you want? Like, you know what I mean? Just because we're
but
not.
But doesn't matter. But doesn't matter what that person is. That's one person.
But no, but and you're right. It is one person. In my situation, it's one person.
Yeah.
But this isn't. But you know as well as I do, this isn't one person. This is.
It's not. But that, but I think it's the same. I think it's.
Go ahead. No.
No, I think it's around the same percentage, right? Even if you're speaking to an audience of 1 million people, if 1,000 people dislike what you're saying, and those 1,000 people are vocal, it's gonna seem like everybody hates what you're saying, because it's still 1,000 people, right?
Well, yeah.
But there's still the vast majority of people aren't out there, even if they disagree with you, aren't out there just trying to fight you or just trying to sound like they're right. It's a very small percentage of people.
Yeah.
But because of social media, those people, it makes it seem like it's a lot more than it is.
I don't even think it's a lot of people. My problem is that it's anybody, and like, it's anybody at all. So, like, let's just take me, for example. Like, this is one person out of the last 10 that is, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was 1 out of 10 people who didn't agree with the comment. It, like, really took it somewhere that didn't need to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's still one person whose voice may be louder to someone else. So you may have somebody else on the outside looking in who will believe this person. So that one person becomes two people.
Who cares?
We should. Because why should... So if that one person becomes two people, now we have multiple... We have become... It's the snowball effect. Now we have more people who are tearing other black people down. Because
so why does the snowball effect work on that end, on the negative end, but not on the positive?
Because unfortunately, we live in a world where the negative things outweigh can have a tendency to gain more power than the positive. I talk
but
about
that's what
that. Oh, go ahead.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think it seems that way. I think it only seems that way.
Well, I think like it's person to person. Like you, what's like it's a perfect example is me and you. Like you don't agree that the negative energy and the negative comments should really gain and warrant the power that they do. Me personally, go ahead.
I don't want to have the power that they do. It's just, that's a fact. I mean, negative things, they're more apparent because they're negative.
Yes.
Right?
Go ahead.
I'm not discounting that. I'm just, my beef is when people say, like, it's never enough for people. When I don't think that's necessarily the problem. It's never enough for some people.
So the reason I look at it like this, and so I will use myself as an example. So for me, it's disheartening.
Yeah.
And so when I hear things like that, so for me and the way my emotions are, it almost starts to feel like a hopeless battle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, or an uphill battle, excuse me. And you start, and like me personally, again, with my mental health, it's like little things like that can weigh me down into a hole of hopelessness.
Yeah.
And granted, I always say, and I try my best to remember this, that whenever someone, for every 5 people that don't say good morning, that one person who does say good morning is actually the one that should matter. Because that's the one that I'm actually going to remember. Like, I had a really shit day a couple of nights ago, and I was ready to, like, lose my mind. So I went to go grab a couple of waters, and one of the women in my building was just like, oh, I'm going to buy that water for you. I was like, oh, you don't have to do it. It's like, no, I want to. And then her colleague was like, just do it. She's not going to take no for an answer. And it was, like, really nice. And it, like, it really just turned my mood upside down regardless of everything that happened that day.
Mm.
So... realistically, like, I know how the, like, this conversation in general has now had me reverse my opinion on everything that happened. So yes, yeah. Like, the positive things in the world should, and usually, and can, I should say usually, positive things in the world can outweigh the bad, like, you know what I mean? Mm. There are things that we should be able to look at and go, you know what, it was totally worth it specifically for this conversation, you know what I mean?
I agree. I think if we lived in a world where people were more empathetic, and then it also if the good people spoke up as much as the bad people And again, I don't believe people are necessarily all good or necessarily all bad. I'm just using those terms, just because whatever. I think it would go a long way in just making things a lot more pleasant. But I don't know. It's hard to see that happen in the world that we live in.
Yeah, it's But you know the funny thing about it is, every so often I will still get this like glimmer of hope where I see something and I go, you know what, it's not as bad as like I think it is, or as bad as we are necessarily making it, because like you said, social media, 24-hour news cycle. But if you go out, but like literally, if you walk down the street, you will see people smiling. You will see these amazing feats of charity from like just strangers. Like the Jay-Z song, the purest form of giving is anonymous to anonymous.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So there is hope out there. There is happiness out there. I guess that sometimes it's just really difficult to see it. It's difficult to see your life preserver when you're like in a sea of like doubt. You know what I mean?
But I think that some of that boils down to your perspective, right? And I think somewhat that has to do with our own choices that we make. Cause you know me, like, I mean, it's not that I'm not a realist. It's just that I really do see the glass as half full in as many cases as I can, right? I try to do that proactively. Even if I do feel negative about something, I'm going to try to see the positive in it. Like, even this situation, 2020, like 2020 for a lot of people is a sucky year for a lot of real reasons. Like, it makes sense why 2020 is a sucky year.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I also see a lot of positives, right? Like, I see a lot of good people doing great things. And I don't know.
You know what's funny is, like, you're 100% right with that. Because, like, watching the... But even just something as simple as, like, people of other races standing up and going, hey, I'm with you. Like, or hey, I didn't get it. Like, I guess the NHL, the Boston Bruins are going to be locking arms during the national anthem, which I thought is dope. They're going to be dope, like the NHL donating money, like that's dope.
People are going to be like, oh, that's what's that doing to help the cause? It's nothing. It's nothing but a symbol. And in a lot of ways, they're right, but they don't have to do it either.
Yeah. They don't, you know. What's so funny about that is, it's like they could literally just, because if the NFL has proven anything, it's just that people are going to watch football regardless of what's going on. People are the players are going to play. And I remember Joe Budden said this, and it's funny that I it's something I've been wondering. So what happens when all these NFL players are just kind of like, no?
Yeah.
So imagine like first game of the season, right? And the whistle blows for the kickoff, and all the players just leave.
Yeah.
They just bounce.
That would be a very effective protest.
Yeah, and it's like, no, we're not doing it. And then it's just one game. And then another team's like, you know what, fuck it, we'll do it too. We'll stand in solidarity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? That's fucking dope. You know what I mean?
Look at NASCAR. Like, there's no way that NASCAR had any reason to take their stance on Black Lives Matter that they did.
No, at all.
And they did. They did it. You know, like...
It's like,
I don't know, man. Like, stuff like that... I don't know. Stuff like that's a positive step to me.
Like, just the idea of, like, we're not allowing Confederate flags anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like you said, they don't have to do that because realistically, do they need, like, the black viewer? No.
No.
But they're like, fuck this noise. We're with you guys. We get it. So let's do more. Or like Adam Silver being the guy that he is, the commissioner of the NBA, who was like, hey, if you have something like social justice that you want to put in the back of your jerseys, do it.
Mm.
So you have like the NBA players. I forget who it was. I want to say it was, I'm not sure if it was Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum or Marcus Smart, but one of them had Black Lives Matter on there. During COVID, Jaylen Brown drove from Boston to Atlanta to go lead a protest. And it was funny, it was like somebody in Boston was like, oh, does he know that they have protests here? It's like, motherfucker, do you know that he's from Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, motherfucker, it's like, and that's one of the things I pride our show on, It's like, we don't need to go that route with certain things. Like, we could easily, we could both be scumbags and we could do the Terry Crews podcast. You know what I mean?
Chucking and jiving?
Chucking and jiving and talking about All Lives Matter and, like, you know what I mean? And da 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 da. But we could do that and make bank. But it's like,
yeah,
that's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. I, in good conscience,
but how much bank are we talking about here? Because, I mean, you know, make America, not just...
Yeah, I'm slowly couldn't even finish that.
I couldn't even finish it.
Dog, it was so... I love laughing at that shit, man, because it's... Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just people fucking killing me, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's almost like they don't want to be happy.
I don't know. And that's what it is. Some of these people, it's not even that they don't want to be happy. Some of them aren't happy. Like, all they do is just get online all day, just looking for shit to be angry at. And, you know, I feel bad. I feel more bad for those people than I'm angry at them, if that makes sense.
It does. Because I can, you know? I can understand it, because you, like, you can look at, you know, it's funny when people always say, like, oh, you hate something. I'm like, nah, I don't hate that, because hate is, like, the exact opposite of love, and when you love something, you constantly think about it. It's like, nah, I don't think about something at all, like, or I don't care about you. Like, I nothing you. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah. It's not even an anger thing. You hit it right on the head. You're right. It's disappointment. Like, you're disappointed that you have, like, we have other black men and women tearing each other down. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, why can't we have a conversation? Talk to me about why you feel a certain way without attacking. I'll explain to you why I do what I do. You explain to me why you do what you do. We can have a civil conversation. We can come together and maybe find some middle ground where we're helping each other, because our voice our voice together is louder than our voices separate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, man, I missed this, bro.
Yeah, me too. And you get to play the game. You get to play this game for the first time.
What game? Oh, boy. What's happening?
It's called You Can Get With This or You Can Get With That.
Oh, boy. Let's do it.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Just taking a swig of my beer. All right, first up. Mobb Deep or Outkast? One of them's got to go.
Mobb Deep or Outkast?
One of them's got to go.
I plead the fifth.
Nah, man. Got to answer. Don't do that.
Shit. Mobb Deep or Outkast?
Don't All Lives Matter that on question.
I can't, bro. I can't do it. You know for a fact, those are my two out of three favorite rap groups. And you want me to say, yo, this is horrible. This is a hostile work environment. I need to talk to HR.
I am HR. Yeah. I'm HR. I'm the manager. I'm the stock boy.
So how about those Patriots?
They keep losing players.
I'll change subject.
Yeah, I'm coming back to it, so I want you to think about it.
All right, come back to it all you want.
Wu-Tang or Tribe Called Quest?
One has to go.
Yep.
Tribe Called Quest.
All right. Who's the worst villain? New Professor Xavier or Doctor Doom?
Who's the worst villain?
Who's a worst villain? Like, in terms of who's more deplorable, New Professor Xavier or Doctor Doom?
Shit.
Because Xavier's on that shit right now.
I'm going to say Dr. Doom for now.
Yeah, but who knows how that's going to end.
Yeah.
All right, who do you prefer, Young Cable or Old Cable?
Young Cable. Young Cable's a pimp.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Yo, Young Cable's that dude, bro. Yo, love him.
Are you reading Wolverine?
No, I haven't. I'm going to start, though.
So there's a scene where the Stepford Cuckoos do Wolverine a favor, and they say the only reason they're doing them a favor is because Wolverine promised to get them a date with Cable.
That was the first issue, right?
No, that was issue number three.
That was number three? Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't read that Wolverine, but I do know something was going on between him and the Stepford Cuckoo. So.
Yeah, it was funny.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
Yeah, for real. Allfather Thor or King Thor?
Technically the same, right?
Just
an older version.
Yeah, different parts of their lives and different personalities. And, you know, Allfather Thor is essentially Odin, thunder power without weather powers.
Mm.
And this new fucking King Thor is a fucking beast. Like, that dude took down Galactus.
But I'm gonna go with Alpha the Thor.
Is it the Thor force that's doing it for you?
This new King Thor. Well, you know, I'm going with King Thor.
You know what's funny? I really like young Thor. Like, Thor, yeah. No hammer, just Jonbjorn with the axe and the brazen arrogance and the shit talking. I like young Thor because he's got a big fucking mouth. He talks a gang of shit. I love him.
He's still hungry.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's still hungry. All right, man. This has been the Old Man Way Show. Super Bowl.
I want more questions. Damn, that was kind of fun. All right.
Yeah, I actually decided to do this or that late, so I actually was writing it down as we were doing this. Since you want to answer the Mobb Deep question.
Yeah, I can't do that. Sorry.
You know, I'll post that. I'll post that on the Old Man Way Facebook page and on Twitter tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, who do you pick? Like, Mobb Deep? Like, I'm picking Mobb Deep.
You're picking Mobb Deep?
Outkast can go.
But yo, Outkast, though.
I'm a Mobb Deep guy. What do you want from me?
Yo, me too. Because there's certain tracks that I can't imagine my childhood and my teen years without, for both of those artists.
It's funny. I've become more of an Outkast fan more recently.
Yeah,
I think I feel their music a lot more now. There was one song, Florida Man Jeff put me onto, A Day in the Life of Andre. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, this song is fucking dope, man. And
you know, people slept on them, especially in the Northeast. They just thought that it was like Southern rap, whatever. Like,
yeah, man.
The lyricism and the skill was definitely slept on.
If you had to, here's a good one. If you had to suggest one Outkast song, what would it be? I know that's a pretty complex question, but
one Outkast song. I'm gonna have to look this up, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll come back to it next week. But I'm trying to think for me what mine would be. I want to say my immediate response is G.O.D. Part 3. But I also think that Quiet Storm is one of the best spitting songs, rap songs of all time.
Oh, Quiet Storm, that's definitely the track. That and Shook Ones.
Yeah, Shook Ones.
Shit. I'm going to have to go with, like, The Art of Storytelling.
That's a great fucking song. Oh, if you can get your hands on that one with the version with Slick Rick at the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a
good one. The Whole World. Remember that one?
And the whole world. Oh, my intro to Outkast came from was Elevators, AT Aliens, and then Jazzy Bells.
I mean, that's not a bad introduction, bro.
Yeah, so like for me it was like those, because I actually remember that, I think it was the summer,
because ooh, Crumbling Herb. Oh man, I'm about to listen to damn it.
Actually, no, I'll send you the play, because
blackrabbit.com,
he made a playlist of nothing but Outkast B-sides.
Yeah,
and it's super fucking dope. I'll send it over to you. Like,
send that to me, please.
Like, it's like straight up dope. Like, it's let's see, so You May Die intro, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. It's not a B side, but it's you can't make a track without doing that. Return of the G, E.T. Extraterrestrial, Hootie Who. I love that fucking song. Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac, Slump, Plays Ball. Happy Valentine's Day. That is my shit. Every day before. Oh, that's another one. I didn't appreciate The Love Below until late last year. I liked it when I heard it, but like one day I was walking home from work. I got off at in the morning, and I kind of needed something to kind of mellow me out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was going through it, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put some Outkast on. I ended up listening to The Love Below. And for some reason, this time around, like, the music hit different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always liked a lot of tracks on it. Like, the one where it's just nothing but, I guess the more, like, jazzier version of My Favorite Things.
Yeah.
I always got down on that. I loved the Dracula song with...
So you were a speaker box dude.
Oh, hell yeah. Love speaker box.
Mm.
But again, like it's a little more. I don't want to say it's a little more upbeat. I think what it is, and the Love Below is a lot more laid back and.
Yeah. Well, I think people in particular slept on Andre 3000 till like he snapped on a couple of features.
Which is a little later on. Yeah, which is disappointing because here's the thing, I can separate my dislike for something and recognize if something's dope. Like Outkast was always dope. Even if I was like, I don't really like the song, I knew why people liked it because it was dope music. But I also, like, we can use Beyonce for example. Beyonce is a great performer, a great singer, but her music isn't for me. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just the way it is. But this playlist is dope. I'll send this to you in a little bit.
Shoot that over it. And oh man, I'm dying over here, Pete, bro.
Alright. So this has been the Old Man Wade Show. Thank you for doing this, Javi. Hit me up tomorrow around 11 if you're up. We can do one for CCBN.
We can do a couple. I don't care.
Because we gotta talk Invincible. Alright. So this has been the Old Man Wade Show. You can find me on oldmanwade.com on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us on The Old Man Wade Show on Facebook. You can find Javi on Twitter, not doing shit, at Let Shit Record. I think that's all we got to promote.
Well, and then, you know, we got a couple of new branding things that we're probably going to reimagine the website a bit with.
Yes.
And,
Promise articles this week. The Black Lives Matter one that I did recently will be out this week, I promise, when me and Javi actually talk about it. And a lot of that has been, like, 99% of that has been on me. So comic book stuff will be coming up as well. Javi, do you have any parting words?
It's hot as balls. Hot as balls.
You know what's not hot?
What's not hot?
Rosie Perez's boobs when there's ice on it.